Johnson, Nixon, Reagan, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43. Planet White, Dope Dealers 3. Cheney, Rumsfeld, Schwarzkopf, Myers, Frank, etc. For crimes against humanity, for genocide. The grave does not excuse you, Richard Milhouse Nixon, nor do the living excuse your lieutenant, whether Henry Kissinger, whose arrest warrant is outstanding, or Robert McNamara, or others. Nor does the grave excuse you, Ronald Wilson Reagan, from post-mortem condemnation for using white phosphorus on the citizens of El Salvador, and for your crimes against Nicaragua and Grenada, despite the fact that you slimily escaped punishment for Irangate, along with your dishonorable lieutenant, Oliver North. For crimes against humanity, for genocide. We honor veterans by dragging into the light of day the crimes of present and past senior leadership. Against them, the veterans and their poisoning in Vietnam, along with millions of Vietnamese, Cambodians, and Laotians, by Agent Orange, Agent Blue, etc., and millions of Iraqis, Afghanis, Yugoslavs, Americans, and their children and their yet unborn children, by the vapors and dust of depleted uranium munitions. We honor veterans by reforming or punishing those of their number, many severely so, depending upon their role in perpetrating or ordering perpetrated the crimes against humanity which investigators have documented and will document. Are you listening, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Bruce Cheney, and George Walker Bush, 43rd President of the United States of America? Imbecility did not save those you executed in Texas, who may or may not have been guilty of capital crime, and it will not save you should you ever set foot on soil where there are arrest warrants out for you. We honor veterans not only by driving out of office and into prison you and those cowardly members of Congress who follow you, Bush crime family, in your criminal pursuits, but by electing those who will right this nation's wrongs, not least her wholesale abandonment of veterans to homelessness, non-treatment, and mistreatment.